Welcome. Thanks for checking out Greenwood Community Church of the Nazarene. I'm Michael Costello, the lead pastor here, and I appreciate you taking the time. I hope you find this message encouraging and challenging. If you haven't already, check out our website, gcnaz.church, and get all the information about us. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, good morning. Welcome in. Thank you for tuning into our messages. Believe it or not, we are in Advent season. It is unbelievable we've gotten here. Thanksgiving is over. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend with your family. Hopefully you didn't get stuck in traffic or in a store or get in any fights over Black Friday sales. As someone said this last week, Black Friday sales are not really a big deal anymore because that Black Friday is for like a month, so it's not one day anymore, so it makes it a whole lot easier. No more fighting over stuff. But before we get into the message this morning, as we've been doing, I want to give you just a few announcements, some short announcements to let you know. First of all, Christmas tea, ladies' Christmas tea is coming up in just a few days, and today is the last day to buy your tickets. And so if you are watching this online, you're going to need to get an email or a phone call into the office first thing tomorrow morning. Otherwise, you will not be able to get a ticket to this event. And but I know many of you ladies have bought a ticket. Just remember Sunday dress, also a teacup this week when you come to this event. And then also make sure that you bring an ornament to participate in the ornament exchange. It doesn't have to be expensive. Make it personal. Even handmade is great, but enjoy that. And I know the ladies, you guys are going to have a great time this weekend. Also, senior adult lunch is coming up in just a week, and we're really excited about that. December 9th from 12 to 3 in our sanctuary here, and going to be a great time. There will also be a White Elephant gift exchange, so bring a gift that is worth $5 or more, and have a great time with that. Senior adults, this is for you, and it's going to be a fun time. Also, just a note, through Advent, so starting today, there will be no junior church. In fact, we won't have junior church again until the first Sunday in January. We're going to take this month, this time of Christmas season, to be together as a church family every Sunday. Of course, we'll have nursery still available, but as far as our elementary age kids, we will be all together here in the sanctuary this entire month, and we're really excited about that. And then finally, Christmas Eve service is coming. Believe it or not, we're only a few weeks away, and we're really excited about Christmas Eve. It is going to be a great time. Again, Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday this year, and so because of that, we're actually going to not have a night service that day. We will be here in the morning at 10:45, our normal Sunday time, for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. All the windows will be darked out, so we will make sure that we can get it dark in here and have a true candlelight service, and it's going to be a great time to celebrate the birth of our Lord. And then you'll be able to get out early and head out to your families and spend Christmas Eve evening and afternoon and then Christmas Day with your families. It's going to be a great, great thing. So plan on that, put it on your calendar, and make sure you plan to be here that night with your families. All right. Well, let's get into this service and the message this morning. We are, as I said, in the first Sunday of Advent for our church. Technically, Advent starts next Sunday, but we are starting a little early because of Christmas Eve falling on Sunday morning this year. So the way we're doing it is this will be our first Sunday of Advent for us. That's okay. We can do that. And I can tell you there are many other Nazarene churches that are going to be joining us in this Joy of Every Longing Heart series. And they are starting today with us as well, and it's going to be a great time going through this material together over the next several weeks. One of the things that's really cool about this is that our students and our kids are also going through Joy of Every Longing Heart in their own way with their groups throughout this season. And so we're all learning together what it means to have an ever-longing heart of joy. And this is all centered around the song, Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus, which we just sang here in service. If you've never heard it, I would definitely look up that hymn, particularly the version by Meredith Andrews. She's a Christian music singer, and just a wonderful version of the song. You will hear it throughout this series as our worship team leads us and our kids lead us in it. It's going to be great. So that's kind of where we're going to be throughout this series. Now, as we enter this season of Advent, we gather not just to celebrate the historical birth of Jesus Christ, although that's part of it, but rather we come to anticipate the joy and the light that Jesus brought. Again, we gather not just to celebrate, but to anticipate. You see, the word Advent is all about waiting. Waiting for the Savior to come. You know, for the Jews back at that time, they were oppressed. They had a power from outside, from far away in the Roman Empire that had come and overtaken them. And they were under that boot of Roman authority. And the Israelites were crying out for saving. Now we know the story, many of us know the story of the Jews. This is their story. They go from periods of no captivity to being in captivity many, many different times throughout their history. And we're kind of in a similar situation now, right? But they were anticipating a Savior. They believed that God would save them. Now, Jesus brings into our lives today the ultimate fulfillment of all of our deepest longings. And when I say all of our deepest longings, I don't mean our selfish longings. I mean our spiritual longings. When we long for a Savior as the Jews did, God steps in. That's where Jesus comes into the picture. Today, our theme is light. We're going to delve into Psalm 80. Seeking to understand and embrace the illumination. When I hear the word illumination, I think of the minions, right? Illumination that God provides to our path. Illumination that God provides to our path. And the transformation that His light bestows upon our hearts. Let's dive into the scripture this morning. So this is Psalm 80. And we're going to read the entire thing. I know we don't do that often, but this is just such a good chapter of the book of Psalms. Verse 1, "Please listen, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph's descendants like a flock. O God, enthroned above the cherubim, display your radiant glory to Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your mighty power. Come to rescue us. Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. O Lord of God, Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry with our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and made us drink tears by the bucketful." That doesn't sound very good. "You have made us the scorn of neighboring nations. Our enemies treat us as a joke." Ugh, it's getting worse. "Turn us again to yourself, O God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. You brought us from Egypt like a grapevine. You drove away the pagan nations and transplanted us into your land. You cleared the ground for us and we took root." If you remember, just a few weeks ago, we talked about that, didn't we? "You took root, or we took root and filled the land." They put down roots. They had a foundation. "Our shade covered the mountains. Our branches covered the mighty cedars. We spread our branches west to the Mediterranean Sea. Our shoots spread east to the Euphrates River. But now, why have you broken down our walls so that all who pass by may steal our fruit? The wild boar from the forest devours it, and the wild animals feed on it. Come back, we beg you, O God of heaven's armies. Look down from heaven and see our plight. Take care of this grapevine that you yourself have planted, this son you have raised for yourself. For we are chopped up and burned by our enemies. May they perish at the sight of your frown. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice. Then we will never abandon you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord, God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, what's interesting about this passage, you might have recognized, is this is not necessarily a woo, cheery, yes type of message, is it? This is a prayer. This is a crying out. David is crying for God to do something. That makes me think we're in very similar territory today. I know for me, my prayer often is, God, do something. That there's so much evil and so much strife and division in our world and in our country. God, do something. Where are you? And that's what David is feeling here. Their enemies are surrounding them. David's afraid. And God, he knows God has the power to do something. He knows that if God chooses, they will be saved. Listen to verses 1 and 3 again. Please listen, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph's descendants like a flock. O God enthroned above the cherubim, display your radiant glory. Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. Every human has a longing for God's presence. Every human. Now, that may be hard to believe, but it is true. Every human has a desire to connect with their God. Sometimes we don't know it. Sometimes we don't know how to identify that, but it's there. For some people, it ends up being drugs or relationships or careers or, you know, all the things that we've talked about. We try to fill that void with other things when it is only God and His presence in our life that will fill that void. Like the psalmist, there's an innate longing in each of us to see and experience God's face and to sense His presence around us. This longing stems from our understanding that we exist in darkness without Him. I said a couple weeks ago, there is no life apart from Christ. That Christ is the point, right? We talked about that in our Jesus Is series. Jesus is the reason why we do what we do. He's the reason we live and breathe and move. Apart from Him is just darkness. That's why when we look at our world, we see darkness. It's because those people who are in darkness are apart from Him. They need Jesus, church. Darkness represents confusion, pain, hopelessness, and sin. Advent, this season as we lead to Christmas, is a season where we anticipate the light of the world coming to dispel the darkness. To dispel the darkness. We have a need for God's light. You see, we as Christians, post-resurrection, post His ascension to heaven, post the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we are quite literally in an Advent period now. Like the Israelites, we are sitting and we are waiting for that light. We know that there is darkness and we see it and we want God to do something. We want Him to come back. But we wait. But we wait. Look at verses 4 and 5. O Lord of God, Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry with our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and made us drink tears by the bucketful. Man, think of the pain that it takes to write those words. Let me give you the reality of our condition this morning. Life has its hardships, its struggles, and its fair share moments of despair. Like Israel, we too often feel the weight of living in a broken world. And because of that, it is essential to recognize our own darkness and our own need for a Savior. We each have that need, church. Every single one of us. If you're watching online today, you need a Savior. You can't live without Him. You could try. But here's something else. Advent is not just about the joy of Christ's coming, which Christ's coming does bring joy. It does. It should. It must. Advent is also about the acknowledgement of why His coming was so necessary. I'll read that again. Put this in your brain box for a moment. Advent is about the acknowledgement of why His coming was so necessary. And why was it necessary? Because we're sinners. We need saving. We needed rescuing. It is in the darkest night that light shines the brightest. I think of the old illustration. You sit in a dark room with one pinhole stream of light. It will illuminate the room. God has created us in such a way, created our eyes in such a way that we can see in a very low light situation. Our eyes will adjust. Now, can we see perfectly? No, of course not. But it's amazing what one little pinprick of light will do for us in dark places. I mean, think about it. If you didn't have the moon and you just had the stars outside, it still would be a lot of light at night, wouldn't it? Now, as we begin to tie things up today, I want to talk to you about anticipation. We, as human beings, need restoration. We need to be restored. And when we realize that we're broken, that builds an anticipation of us of having that brokenness removed, doesn't it? We do not like being broken. When we recognize that brokenness, it almost breaks us even more. Our hearts and our minds and our desire is to move forward past it. Let's go back to Psalm 80 one more time. Verses 14 and 15 and 19. It says this. Come back, we beg you, O God of heaven's armies. Look down from heaven and see our plight. Take care of this grapevine that you yourself have planted. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. Psalm 80 repeats the plea three different times. This plea of turn us again to yourself. This refrain echoes the persistent hope and desire for restoration and redemption. We are no different than the Israelites. We are crying out for the same thing. We see the conflict in Israel and we think, God, do something. We see the evil that our kids are being forced to consume and we say, God, do something. Restore us. Redeem us. Here's the good news. Advent comes with a promise. Advent comes with a promise. Just as the psalmist yearned for God's restorative touch during Advent, we anticipate and celebrate the embodiment of God's answer to this plea, and the answer is this: Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the answer to the plea, church. John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. At the beginning of John, and we're going to look at it in a moment, John says that Jesus is light. He's the answer. Look at John 1, 9. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. That's Jesus. That's what Advent is all about. That's what the Christmas season is all about. The one who is true light and who gives that light to everyone. Everyone. This is not about just you. It's not just about me. It's all human beings. He's coming into the world to do those things. The Gospel of John reveals Jesus as the light, dispelling the darkness and bringing clarity, purpose, and hope. Clarity, purpose, and hope. Jesus is not just the answer to the ancient cry of Israel. He, Jesus, is the fulfillment of every heart's deep-seated longing. In Him, our quest for meaning, purpose, love, and salvation finds its completion in Him. In Him. Jesus is the joy of every longing heart. Jesus is the joy of every longing heart. As we journey through Advent over the next several weeks, let us remember that this season isn't merely a commemoration of an event, of a thing that happened, but an invitation to something more. An invitation to step out of our darkness and into His marvelous light, to experience the joy that only He can bring us. He alone can bring that light and that joy. May our hearts echo the psalmist's plea. Turn us again to yourself. May we find our deepest longings satisfied in the light of the world, Jesus Christ, the joy of every longing heart. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for yet another opportunity for each of us to grow closer to you. As we roll through this Advent season, another year, let it not be a year like any other. Father, open our hearts, open our minds to you. Father, give us the opportunity to engage with you in a deeper way than we ever have before. Let this Advent season be different than anyone that has come before it. Where we recognize, we believe, we acknowledge that you are the joy of our longing heart. And Father, help us to share that joy with other people. Because the darkness we see, the solution, the answer is you. Give us that strength, that willpower, that passion to share your truth, to share your love, to share your light with our world. Pray these things in your name. Amen. Thank you again for joining us for week one of our series, Joy of Every Longing Heart. Next week, tune in as we begin to discuss love. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.